Ben, crockets are stale. How long have these been sitting out here? Must be at least like 2 months or something, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I was surprised you kept them.
I'm surprised I kept them too. I don't know. I thought they would have aged better.
You know, I figured they would have aged perfectly in the garbage, to be honest.
Yeah. Hindsight is 20/20, as they say. Do you want one, Zach? I mean, there's plenty left.
No.
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 Are you sure?
Mm-mm.
Mm.
If only faces could say things.
I think his intense silence. His intense silence is enough words to explain what's going on.
I think he's got a lot of. Right now, Zach is just radiating disapproval to you. Right now,
mm-hmm.
I can feel the weight of disapproval.
Mm-hmm.
Just God, he just sits there and stares.
He's waiting for me to swallow. It's taking so long to chew through this. All right, anyway,
that's what she said.
And we're back.
Hey, we're back. We were lost, but now we're found. Amazing grace. Hallelujah. I think those are the lyrics, right?
You really got to get that out of your mouth.
Yeah.
It's just sounding. No. Okay. No, by all means, chew and swallow. Right.
Well, I'm
chew
almost and there. Swallow, I'm almost sir. There. I'm mm. almost there. Mm.
All right, good enough.
Anyway, as you may have figured out already, this is It's a No-Brainer.
We started the show?
Yeah.
This is the show.
We're so out of practice here that we don't know when we're actually starting our own show. But this is the podcast that tries to make sense of all of life's stupidities. Even if we have to dumb ourselves down to understand them, this is season two we have dubbed.
I like that our seasons are broken up by impromptu
hiatuses.
In which
we just took a long Thanksgiving break that turned into Christmas break.
Yeah, well, it's a new year. It's a new season. I think that's fair logic that way.
We survived the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else did we survive?
Santa coming down my chimney and not raping me.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first year I've not been raped by Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like 7 new Taylor Swift singles.
Yeah.
We've survived all the Taylor Swift singles.
That is true. It's a hard thing to
Ironically,
do.
Ironically, she's single again now, so there's that too.
Yeah, she got dumped, right?
Huh.
So we'll probably hear another song about that soon.
I wish I could dump on her.
You want to poop back and forth forever with her?
I guess I should specify. I want to dump on her just so she shuts up.
So you don't want to poop back and forth forever with her?
No.
That silence was just right. That pause was just right.
All right.
Oh, man, it's been a while.
It has been a while. I guess we should ask Rita what she's been doing in her downtime.
She still works?
She still does work.
I thought she'd been long gone by now.
Booted her up this morning, and then she was running just fine. Rita, what did you do on your break off?
In the past 2 months, I managed to devise a solution to the Windows Free Cell game number 11982, as well as defeat the Elite Four in Pokemon Black 2 in less than 18 hours.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
That is pretty incredible.
For a robot.
I thought that was not achievable by anything, human or otherwise, but congratulations to you, Rita. That's an achievement.
I will put a star on your wall now.
I never realized that AI and Pokemon were so similar, and that when they're like powered down or in their ball, so many crazy things can happen to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you trade them while holding on to them, you can evolve them, or...
Wait, we can evolve Rita?
Yeah. You just gotta...
She doesn't know.
You have to make her hold the Fire Stone, and then she becomes Rita 2.0.
But maybe she doesn't want to. Like Pikachu. Never wanted to become a Raichu.
That's a possibility.
Hmm.
We'll ponder that for the next 50 minutes now. Anyway, I think we're still doing Bleep of the Week. Does that sound like a fair assessment there?
Of course.
I enjoy it.
All right. So, Rita, you're going to need to come up with a random number. Anything that you can think of, then that'll be our Bleep of the Week. How about that?
675.
Okay, so she's got our number. Let's see how it sounds. I don't know. Who wants to do the honors?
Zach, have you ever done the honors?
I don't think he has. He's always just sat and watched us like he is now. With those intense eyes.
God.
I'm like a falcon.
With a cap on his head?
Yeah. Darn it.
All right, maybe later on in the show we'll test it out.
Fart, y'all.
Fart. Yep, that's it.
That damn stare, and it doesn't show through the podcast.
No, I know.
This is just for you two.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
A special little treat for the two of you.
You know, I just saw something. Do people remember who we are after?
Probably not. Zach, he's a pterodactyl. His pee is silent. Jeff is a Tyrannosaurus.
I have snubby little arms.
Guys, yeah. I don't really remember if I just have to address this. I don't know how prevalent this was before. I've developed a really serious snort when I laugh recently.
Oh, that's right. I love that snort.
And it happens involuntarily, and I'm not okay with it, so it's gonna happen a lot.
All right, excellent. Just make sure you're holding the mic nice and close so we can pick up all that snorting action.
No.
All that snot just moving around inside the nostril.
Ugh, okay, so anyways.
Anyways, Jeff is a Tyrannosaurus. He has little arms.
And a giant mouth.
Yeah. And I am Josh. I am a Stegosaurus because...
You only eat leafy greens.
Because you're going stag? Greens.
I'm going stag. No, I have sharp pointies on my back. And
I don't think that's natural.
You gotta go to a doctor, dude.
That's why I always wear like 4 shirts.
You really need to go to a doctor.
Should I?
You're not supposed to be a porcupine.
That is a serious medical issue. I don't know what you read on WebMD, but...
I'm pretty sure it's a thing called medical... I forget. I'm just... That just dropped dead.
Call Dr. House!
It's called medical.
He'll make up a word for it. And then think it's lupus.
No, it's not lupus. It's never lupus.
Anyways.
It's always lupus.
Anyways, as usual, as per tradition, we usually take some news articles from the past couple of weeks and just look at the headlines. Only the headlines. That's all we need. And we'll summarize the stories there for you. Starting with... Cops lift taxi off man. An impressive strength, a feat of strength there.
I wish I knew how big the man was.
Yeah?
Just because I think like that really that changes things, don't you think? I mean,
it could.
If it were, let's say, a small-sized man, like 5'4", maybe like 160 pounds, that's not impressive. Hmm.
Like if Danny DeVito was trapped under the car. So, okay, Danny DeVito okay.
Versus, like a 300-pound, like, I don't know, 6-foot male. That's
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay. So it's between, oh my God, I've just given you the whole cast of twins. They're in
Digging Norton, up old bones.
Junior, too, aren't they? They were in a couple movies
oh,
together.
Oh, man, yeah. Neither of them were good.
No. Either.
Grab my hand.
Apparently, they're making a sequel to Twins called Triplets.
Why?
Oh my God!
And
yes.
It's gonna have Eddie Murphy as the third sibling. I don't get it either.
But he's black.
Listen, I don't want to be racist, but I don't think that's how that works.
I don't think so either.
No.
Then again, I don't. I suppose we should call ourselves out right now and say we've already suspended our disbelief enough. That Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito were twins that were born from the same womb at the same time. It's not so far-fetched to say that maybe Eddie Murphy also could have been birthed at the same time. You know what? Fuck it.
Yeah. Maybe Eddie Murphy was trapped under a taxi and the cops were like, oh my God, I loved the Nutty Professor so much, I must save this man's life.
That will never happen. No one's ever going to say they love the Nutty Professor
the first time that those words
so
were
much.
I didn't mind it though.
I have made history and said a sentence that has never been said before.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Good thing the Hulk's a policeman, though.
Yeah.
So, robbers mistakenly break into KFC expecting jewelry store?
What?
Apparently some dudes broke into a KFC and thought that they were going to get all the precious diamonds. They were looking for all of the carrots, instead they got boiled carrots.
Hey, maybe they just decided to rob KFC because maybe it was like diamonds to them.
That could be. I mean, you thought that the first clue that it would have been a KFC was that huge ass bucket up in the sky.
You'd think.
That's actually my favorite song from the 60s.
Huge ass bucket?
No, bucket in the sky.
Oh, bucket.
Going up to the bucket in the sky. It's where I'm gonna go when I die. Where to die? Sorry.
So do you think they thought KFC stand for Kentucky Fried Carrots?
Oh, it could be.
Is that two on the head there for that one?
Oh, no. Necklaces.
What?
K is necklaces.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't know what F can be. Necklaces for?
Children.
No, wait. I got it. Necklaces for criminals.
Oh!
They're like, hey, come right over here. We've got a whole bunch of necklaces for criminals.
Oh, Jesus.
Because the K is silent.
Oh.
So, all right.
So did you hear that PETA wants Mars to be 100% vegan?
The planet Mars?
I'm assuming the planet Mars, because it says Mars, 100% vegan.
Do they know that Mars does not eat food?
Hey, here's a thought. Doesn't PETA want everything to be 100% vegan? Hasn't PETA basically been trying to get Earth to be 100% vegan this whole time? Isn't that kind of their mission statement?
Yeah.
I heard they try to get lions to be vegan.
Yeah.
This is a circle of life.
They successfully trained one lion to eat tofu. Shortly it died of malnutrition months later. I'm not making that up either.
In the circle.
Just let him finish his song.
Yeah, I know. I'm just.
In the circle.
It can just be like good background music for us while we talk here.
All right. So in our downtime, I read that apparently instead of, because Elton John did all the music for Lion King.
Yeah.
Apparently it was supposed to be ABBA.
But oh my God.
They were like,
I want to hear that.
I do too.
I want to hear that. I want to hear the ABBA version of the Lion King.
Take a chance on me.
Take a chance, take a chance.
Hakuna Matata. It's a phrase, no worries.
If John didn't sing Hakuna Matata, that's the best part. That one was like straight up with Nathan Lane. And
eat some dogs. It's okay, hey.
Just no.
War dogs and meerkats. So lions.
I can't do it anymore.
All right. That's the end of the episode. Cut it off.
There's a lot of food related things.
There is. I just realized that.
If you consider the PETA one. Sure. So, man crashes car into pizza restaurant, orders pizza. Hey, he probably figured, well,
I'm here
anyway. Fuck it. Give me a pepperoni. And sausage, and fucking throw some jalapenos on there. I crashed a car today. Harper ain't gonna kill me.
Can I get some cheesy sticks too on the side there? Can I get it before my pizza? Cause I'm hungry now.
Do you have any beer back there? Cause I just drank the last one on my way here, and I'm just all so thirsty. And yeah.
Do you think?
I love that voice. Whatever that voice was, whatever that guy is.
It's like, I don't know. Like I'm from the South, kind of. But
you're like a stoner trucker hybrid.
You know, I was driving my 18-wheeler here, and then I heard this
Dave Matthews song, and I was like, man, satellites. They're so good.
You know, it's shaped like satellites pizza. Oh, I could go for some pizza.
Oh, shit, I'm in a pizza. When did I get here?
Wait, while I'm here, do you guys have any necklaces that I could have too?
Is Papa John here?
Yeah, I'm going to speak to that guy who goes like, Little Caesar. Oh, no, he doesn't say that.
Do you think it would hold up in a court of law?
Pizza.
If the guy got into court and when the judge asked him so what happened, he was just like, hey, I was trying to avoid the noid.
Oh, That might
hold up. Fuck you guys.
That might hold up.
You guys suck.
I understand. That
was comic genius.
That was pretty good.
I just dug up the Noid. Yeah. The Domino's Noid.
It's like a 30-year-old character there. Yeah. Showing your age now.
Did anyone else ever play the Noid, the Noid video game?
No, I didn't. I sure did. I want to so bad.
Oh,
Was that for
Super
NES?
Nintendo and Genesis?
I have no idea what the Noid is.
Are you serious?
Oh, I'm serious.
It was like a weird rabbity looking thing. Two of them.
Think of like Danny DeVito in like a Easter Bunny costume.
But then like drawn by the artist that did Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah. He kind of almost looked like,
and he kind of had the attitude of like Chester Cheeto.
Yeah,
creepy as shit.
Kind of came from that same batch of like weird, like trying to be hip, gnarly, snack food.
Like he would jump up in the air, pull on his ears, and his eyeballs would like go out of his head.
Yeah,
what the hell is it for?
It was just a mascot.
It was for Domino's.
Domino's.
Oh.
The Noids.
They were like, hey, you know what? We need a mascot for our restaurant. Something that will make people buy our pizza.
Now that we've gone back in marketing nostalgia.
let's go back to the future here.
This last headline here.
Who wants it?
Man allegedly threw oranges over karaoke.
I read that wrong the first time.
Oh, what did you read?
I don't know. I just thought like there was a karaoke machine or like something and the guy was throwing oranges over it.
No.
you know what I mean?
A great news story.
I was like, yeah. I was like, well, okay. Well, that's a thing. I don't see why that's a problem.
Could throw an apple over the karaoke machine.
Why would someone write a news article about that? Who knows? What song do you think the person was singing that they got that upset? That they had to, they were just like, fuck it, I got this bag of oranges because I just happened to be on my way back from the grocery store and then stop for a drink.
Got it.
Drink.
ABBA's famous hit, Hakuna Matata.
I was thinking like, listen to your heart. I don't know why that was. I don't know where you're going.
How about any Sarah McLachlan song? Because it just reminds him of those sad animals.
Who goes to a karaoke bar and sings Sarah McLachlan?
I kind of
really
want to know
that. Drunk old ladies.
Really drunk, depressed people.
Can we do that, please?
Yes.
Just sing like sad, field trip, sappy, like lonely songs.
When?
What's that Dido song? Not important. Don't worry
about it. Dido, Dido. Da, 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 da. Oh, wait, I almost had it. I almost like stumbled into the actual It's not so bad. I want to thank you. Is that the one? For giving me the best day of my life.
I can't handle this.
What is going on? For giving me the best day.
I just want to cry.
I think. Okay, so this thought.
Damn it.
God damn it, Josh.
Alright, sorry. I just got in the music, man.
So this thought I'm having is connected. So the other night I was falling asleep, and. Or it might have been in the morning. It was in the morning. I woke up the other morning, and I was like, legitimately upset about the dream that I was having, because I don't, it's a little hazy, but I remember one specific detail, and that was I had a dream and Moby was in it. Like, as in the like, I don't even know what you would classify him as. Wasn't he like an electronic?
He's a musician, like a DJ type guy.
Yeah, but
was he in that aspect in your dream, or was he like working at a grocery store and he's like, hey, that's Moby?
See, I don't remember exactly because I have a hard time remembering my dreams. But I woke up and I just remember being really distraught and upset that Moby was in my dream. Like, I wasn't even, that
that's
was just
fair.
My immediate reaction upon waking up was, why the fuck was Moby in my dream? What is happening? I feel like that's a bad omen when I'm dreaming of Moby. And then all day I had that one song stuck in my head. Like, here we are now going to the east side. Some weapons in hand. I don't remember all the words, but the one with Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Now, off of that thought, I think I exclusively want to go to karaoke bars and sing Moby songs.
That'd be great.
Because I feel like it would bum everyone out.
That'd be so good.
And also make everyone really introspective, thinking, what happened to Moby? Remember, you guys remember that?
So I'm sure Moby's thinking the same thing. You know what? Whatever happened to Moby?
What am I doing with my life?
All right, so if you actually want to know what happened in any of these news stories, we'll make sure to post them on our Facebook and Twitter accounts. You can find those at facebook.com/nobrainershow, twitter.com/nobrainershow. Those are about all the websites that we have pages for right now. But if you want to suggest any other pages like LinkedIn, or if does anybody use that anymore?
I think I have one.
MySpace.com.
I believe I do, yeah.
I don't have a LinkedIn.
Tumblr.com/nobrainershow.
I don't have a job to have a LinkedIn. Which probably means I should have a LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Oh, LinkedIn is basically if you're trying to find a job.
Yeah. Geocities.com/nobrainershow. Taking it back to the 90s again.
Oh, Geocities.
Can we get a Zanga? No.
Yeah, Zanga.
Is that what? Okay, yeah, Zanga. Yeah. You remember Zanga? Did you ever one?
Oh. Yeah, I had a Zanga.
Everyone did in the 90s.
Bazinga?
Not to be confused with the creator of such clever games.
as Words for Friends. And the board game Words for Friends.
Oh. More stupid stuff after this short break.
I just passed the colonel's picture on the billboard by the road, telling me I've got a mile or two to go. I started thinking of that finger-licking line from the jingle. As I stare off in the distance, the chicken on my mind. Well, I owe it to the colonel and those juicy-looking thighs, those extra crisp breasts that turn my hunger on. We've been driving miles and miles and miles with eating on a mind. As I stare off in the distance, see the bucket in the sky.
All right, I know we came in after the Thanksgiving and then Christmas season, so maybe there's some spare money that you've got lying around. Probably not, but I mean, maybe if you've got a credit card spare that you money. Haven't used or something, or you're just feeling really, really crazy, we got some eBay items we'd like to bring to your attention here. And the first one, it is called Tortilla Chip Shaped Like the United States. Now, all right. I mean... If anything that I would think eBay would be famous for over the course of its entire lifetime, it's food shaped like other things.
Like Jesus.
But this tortilla chip, it is shaped like the United States. We'll make sure to post a link as well.
So okay, that's bullshit.
No, see, there's Maine.
I see it.
And Florida.
I see it, but that is the shittiest looking United States. I could draw a better United States with my eyes closed, probably.
So there's two things to be noted here, and that is, A, I've seen chips like that. They're the ones that kind of come out funny because of like the end of the tortilla.
Uh-huh.
You get one of those in like every bag or a few. Secondly, I see that it's the United States, but bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They put a penny there for scale. So if you weren't sure if that was the actual United States, you could definitely discern, like, oh, well, that can't possibly be the United States. There's a penny for comparison.
And they're doing
right
it wrong.
There.
It's supposed to be a banana for scale.
Right. You always put a banana for scale. It's
true. That's a common... Yeah, those are all pretty much the same size and shape there.
Yeah. Hey. I would be more impressed if it were like a waffle that looked like Spuds McKenzie or... I don't know.
See, what pisses me off is one of the identical things that always when someone draws the United States is Texas. Texas does not exist.
Oh, there is no Texas.
There is an alarming lack of Texas.
Did they think this little bump here was supposed to be Texas or something? Or?
I think that's supposed to be California's dick.
Yeah, I was going
to
say the same thing.
make that three of us. I was going to say that earlier, too.
Chode.
Yeah.
I think what's most alarming about this is that the starting bid is $29.95.
Yep.
They anticipate that someone is going to, at the minimum price that someone is going to put is damn near $30 plus shipping.
$3 for shipping.
$3.31 shipping, that puts it about $34 there.
It's a fucking tortilla chip! It's a goddamn tortilla chip! How much, not only you should fucking include the shipping if someone wants to buy your shitty ass chip for $30. And you know what? You should send them another bag of Tostitos too. Yeah. I was eating peanuts today. They were Planters peanuts. I was eating some, and I got really excited because I found the weirdest thing. I found a peanut that was I was legitimately excited about it. It was an entire peanut shell that was the size of a peanut. So imagine, if you will, it got through the thing because it was the size of the regular peanuts, but it was just a miniature little baby peanut shell.
Why didn't you sell it on eBay?
Well, I probably fucking could. I'd probably get more than this shitty ass tortilla chip.
$29.95, yeah.
God.
I was eating the sandwich the other day, and it was shaped like the state of Colorado. I was surprised. Like,
But in all seriousness, guys, like, when is this going to stop? When is this madness going to stop? When are people going to stop being impressed by things that look like other things? Food things that look like other things?
As soon as people stop buying them.
When will people stop being born?
When there's a zombie outbreak.
That's when that will stop.
Nobody's going to have time for making babies when there's a zombie outbreak.
I thought
Quexicodal was going to end this, but we didn't get so lucky.
I think every time someone posts something like food like that on eBay, I think eBay should just be forced to shut down that person's account.
They should.
Yeah.
They should.
There should be like terms and agreements. Like you have to read, like no matter what you do, you have to read this. And it says, if you post food that looks like anything, fucking get out of here.
Well, yeah, they've got a list of things you can't sell. It's like you can't sell ammunition or one of the weird ones is like teacher's editions of textbooks, and then another one will be like
cancel yourself
food shaped like various religious figures or
yeah.
But seriously, guys, seriously, I was eating gummy bears the other day, and I swear that bear had the look of James Earl Jones on it. Darth Vader was in my gummy bears, a Haribo brand James Earl Jones.
I totally bought a bag of gummy bears once, and I left it in my car on the back windowsill thing. And when I opened it up, it was shaped like the bag. Just one gummy bear. It was amazing.
That would be amazing. I would have bought that off eBay like if you were selling it.
Like, that's legit, though. It was a solid bag of gummy.
I'm going to try
it.
Because
it all melted together.
I hate humanity so much.
Once it's warm outside, I'm going to do that.
Do it. Totally. On a hot summer day, just leave it on the dashboard of your car.
Do you think we can replicate that in, like, an oven or something? I want to do this now.
I mean, you could. Should you?
I suppose.
Probably not. Just eat the fucking gummy bears. They're gummy bears.
But we can have a giant gummy bag.
You can have gummy squares.
Yeah, you and can also have diabetes.
That is true.
And I'm hypoglycemic. That is true.
Anyway.
So I'm guessing you're probably going to go bid on this tortilla chip. Just so you can get this person's address and just go home, go to their house and kill them.
Jeff, you're not supposed to say that on here.
That'd be so easy. Like, you could totally be the next serial killer, like buying things off of eBay.
Yeah, and just going to kill
them. Like when they send it to you, you just like, you see the return address. And then you'd be like, yeah. Be like, you just find all the stupidest things on eBay. And then you're like, oh, hey, Marilyn Johnson selling her cat plates on eBay.
That I wouldn't be like a serial killer. I'd be a vigilante justice. I'd be like the Batman for eBay, but I would travel the country. I'd always be mobile, and I would just buy things and then take out like postal boxes in different towns, so that way then I could receive the item, and then I could go there and I could murder the shit out of these people and just cleanse the world of awful.
I hope we have a government agent that listens to this show.
Maybe that's I bet you that's the plot to Kick-Ass 2. Which they're making also.
Jim Carrey's going to be in it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He's
really?
Yeah, he's some character in there I saw. Huh. I love Jim Carrey. Okay. I love his
own. I don't know why I like that movie.
Well, I don't know who would I rather have, him or Nick Cage.
Well, you ain't going to have Nick Cage. I don't know, spoiler alert, but I don't know if you saw that movie.
I don't remember if he died in the end. Sorry if he died in the end and nobody watched it. We'll bleep that part out.
Listen, we'll just say he's not going to be in the sequel.
Oh. Flashbacks?
Okay. He's not going to be in the sequel, a.k.a. he ain't alive. So unless they do a flashback sequence.
It is a superhero movie, though. Anything can happen. He could just, like, be, oh, surprise, motherfuckers, I wasn't dead.
Yeah, or it's Nick Cage, and they They had to figure out a way because he just showed up in the background of all the scenes. they had to be like, oh shit, we gotta retcon the ending of the last movie because, I mean, we had to write him into the story somehow.
Yeah, I heard the Ghost Rider was gonna be coming into Kick-Ass too.
Oh god, stop it! You're bumming me out again. I love Nick Cage, but he needs to stop. Someone needs to show up at his house and just, instead of killing him, just be like, no.
Just
Mr. Cage, please don't.
Just him in the nose with some newspaper. No. Bad Nick.
Like, and I know it's because he needs money, so someone should just, we should just start paying Nick Cage to stop being in movies.
Or pretend like you're filming a documentary of him and like, oh, I didn't know that this is the movie, that this is going to be about my life, man. I thought all the other movies are about my life.
Good Nick Cage impression.
Yeah, you sound just like him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you related to Nick Cage?
I am Nick Cage.
That's going to be the new movie.
I'm Nick
That's
Cage.
That's going to be the documentary.
I'm Nick Cage in a Josh costume. Ah.
Face off.
Oh.
Drive angry.
Drive angrier.
What if they did that? What if they filmed a Nicolas Cage documentary and they called it I Am Nick Cage? Right, and so they did the whole movie, and they made him like this, like crazy, and then the twist at the end, at the very end, is that he peels his face off, and it's John Travolta's dead career, and it was the whole time you actually got tricked into watching the sequel to Face Off, Face Off Harder.
Were we just talking about that yesterday? How like. Or not yesterday, a couple days ago, how John Travolta hasn't done jack shit lately.
We were, but for real, hang on, I can't lose this thought because, like, what if, then that brings up the paradox of, what if Face Off, the first movie, was just a documentary, and really, John Travolta has been Nick Cage, and Nick Cage has been John Travolta this whole time.
Oh, shit.
Which would explain why Nick Cage has done mostly shitty movies since Face Off.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a few things. Well, Face Off was like in the early, mid-90s.
Okay.
I'm thinking Face Off was like 92 or 94.
That sounds about right.
So, I mean, Nick Cage has done a few good movies. We had this conversation, but like, I personally didn't mind Weatherman.
I haven't seen that
Matchstick
one.
Matchstick Men is pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Gone in 60 Seconds was after that. That's not a bad movie.
No.
I can't say with much confidence that Con Air, I'm pretty sure Con Air came out after then.
Couldn't tell you.
Con Air is a good movie. How come, why am I like,
yeah,
a story?
This has been IMDb Corner with Zach.
Yeah, Jesus. listen, Nick, I just know these things.
Can you tell me some trivia about Nick Cage now?
Well, funny you should ask.
He was born in Pennsylvania in 1947.
I do know that Nick Cage bought two houses in New Orleans not that long ago. And he was like losing money and he had no money. And so he bought two houses in New Orleans. Which I know what you're thinking. Man, if he doesn't have any money, how is he able to afford to buy two houses in New Orleans? But he bought two houses in New Orleans. And apparently, supposedly, the houses are about 15 minutes away from each other.
Oh,
so they're not...
Oh, I left my wallet in my other house.
Damn it.
Looks like I'm going to have to film another...
Now I got to run all the way back there really awkwardly. Oh.
It's an Illuminati conspiracy.
I hope no one asks me for my autograph.
Hopefully the Freemasons don't get me.
I can just see him walking around New Orleans, just be like... Just walk under someone around. I'm Nick Cage. Did you say you wanted my autograph? I could have heard you say that from across the street there, that you wanted my autograph.
The little hairs on my receding brow were tingling. I could sense someone knew of my presence and needed an autograph.
Here, I cut some of my hair for you. You can keep this, and if you ever meet one of those scientists who clone things, you can make another one of me so you can hang out with me all the times you want. This has been Nicolas Cage.
Josh, your Nicolas Cage impression slowly turned into Little Nicky. Just got in the flask.
Let the meat slide down your throat.
Man, we got so far off the rails there. I have no idea where we are.
Where am I? Am I in a pizza restaurant?
We were talking about tortilla chips, and we ended up on Nicolas Cage impressions.
Oh, man.
I'm proud of us. That's pretty good.
I wanted to read the description on this.
I was just going to say, we're
so far past this. I don't know how this is going to fit into here.
Give me a taste of it.
Description.
We haven't read the description yet.
The description was like pretty much the primary reason I decided on this item.
Oh, man.
Oh.
All right. Description.
Just so previously on Lost.
Previously. Episode 2. All right. This is America's chance to show their patriotism. The tortilla chip is just a chip. But your bid demonstrates your willingness to stand against those who wish to oppress the freedom that this nation stands for. God bless America.
So basically you're a terrorist if you don't buy this chip.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit, we have to buy this chip.
For $29.95.
Do you think Al-Qaeda was like, oh, man, do you think we gotta buy that chip? They'll never suspect us.
More stupid stuff after this break.
This Christmas, It's a No-Brainer presents its newest Christmas album, Oh Christmas Tree, featuring those favorite holiday hits such as
Oh Christmas Tree, 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 Oh Christmas Tree.
And who could forget about
Oh Christmas Tree, Oh Christmas Tree, Oh Christmas.
Buy today and you'll also get
Oh Christmas Tree, Oh Christmas Tree, Oh Christmas Tree, Oh Christmas Tree.
Oh, Christmas tree, Christmas tree.
And what about
Oh, Christmas tree, Oh, Christmas tree, Oh, Christmas, Christmas tree.
With special guest appearance by the Baha Men.
Oh, Christmas tree, Oh, Christmas tree, Oh, Christmas tree.
The It's a No-Brainer holiday album, Oh, Christmas Tree, on sale this December.
At the end of every show, we like to play a little game and decide somebody to become the least stupidest person in the room. How many of us,
I think I won already. I just took a drink of my soda and spilled it all over myself.
Oh, great.
That makes you the stupidest person in the room.
No,
I guess count me out.
We're going to need a second runner-up now. In the case that Zach is unable to
Rita, can you come clean Zach up?
What?
I was trying to get Rita to come clean you up, but she won't.
I don't think she's a cleaning robot. She wasn't programmed.
She's not
way.
Rosie?
No, she's not Rosie. This isn't the Jetsons.
Oh, thank God you got that.
Anyway, Rita, what is the game we're going to be playing this week?
What a rather fine predicament we have here.
In this game, we are going to be faced with a question in the style of Would You Rather, and we must decide what is going to be the most popular option. We'll each get three questions to decide what's all the right. most popular option, and we will be getting points equivalent to the percentage of people who picked the answer we think is more popular. The person with the highest score at the end of three questions each is the winner.
We're only doing three?
We're only doing three.
All right.
All right.
I don't like my odds, but we're going to go with it.
All right. Zach, you won the last challenge we did from episode 15, and I just realized that Jeff was supposed to do his rhyming challenge on eBay items, but we got so carried over in the cage, we're gonna apologize and we're gonna skip that to
a challenge?
Episode 17. Yeah. Yeah, he was supposed to do a challenge.
And we hit 100.
I didn't write my notes large enough.
Because we got a whole
because you were like, "Hey, bring on the challenge, yo!"
Yeah, but there was a condition for the challenge.
I don't remember what it is. Rita, insert the thing where he does the challenge here.
During the 31st minute of episode 14. Jeff can be quoted with saying,
"You know what? I'm going to do this right now. If we even at least get at least 10 likes this thing, I'll do another challenge from anyone.
And what?
I'll just let you guys pick the best challenge.
Jeff, throwing down the gauntlet.
Yeah.
It was an oversight, buzz. So we will promise to do that episode 17, the next one.
That's what happens when we take a break. We forget.
All of our notes just go out the window and stuff. But anyway, Zach, you get the option of who goes first, second, or third in this challenge.
I think I want to go second.
Okay, you're going second.
I want Jeff to go first.
Jeff's going first, so I'm going third, presumably, by basic logic and process of elimination there. Okay. Jeff, you get the first question. Rita will randomly select it from the website. Again, you rather, that's yourather.com, and then you'll have to decide what you think is most popular. Rita, the question is,
would you rather jump off a two-story roof, or take a sandwich tackle from three rugby players.
A sandwich tackle from three rugby players, huh?
A sandwich tackle.
Or a 20-foot fall.
A two-story.
That's about 20 feet.
Oh, you said 20-foot. I thought you were like 20-story. Yeah, no, I don't want that one. Please, no.
I mean, you can survive both, but both are going to hurt a lot.
What, rugby players throwing sandwiches at you? Or?
It took me a really long time to figure out what a sandwich tackle was, and I'm kind of upset. That's when two people tackle you from each side. Welcome to the game, Zach.
Good job, good job.
Welcome to the podcast.
Round of applause, round of applause.
So this one would come from three sides since there's three rugby players.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with the take a sandwich tackle from three rugby players.
Yes.
So now you think that's the more popular
choice.
Yeah,
I think that people would rather do that. Because I feel like there's more potential you to die from a 20-foot fall, like your spine going into your brain.
Okay. All right. He has decided upon take a sandwich tackle from three rugby players. How much percent did that get?
56%.
56? Very good.
That's a close one.
That's a good start. That was pretty close. So 56 points for you, Jeff.
Yay!
As we go on to Zach.
Mr. Zach.
Rita, we're going to randomly pick a question for you. Read it out, Rita.
Would you rather die on the Hindenburg or die on the Titanic?
So either way, I'm dying.
Yeah.
So this is lose-lose. Jeff
would
gets
you rather
to jump off of a two-story building. Or get sandwiched by three rugby players.
Yeah.
Or you get to die or die.
You
and
can,
I
you
get
can
to die.
Die
on the Hindenburg
a
fi- or die
a
on
a fiery
Titanic.
Death or a drowny death. Which one do you prefer?
Icy drowny death.
Icy drowny death, yeah.
And a folly fire death.
Folly fire death.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
I think personally I would rather have died on the Hindenburg because, like, at least there's a cool picture of me.
That's true. What? Titanic had a movie made about it.
Yeah, but...
And you could be, like, the extra that's listed in the credits, like... Nick Cage plays.
I mean, it's Zach. Tough, though. How do you think people would rather die? Freezing to death or burning to death?
I'm pretty sure that the more popular answer here is going to be the Titanic, but I have to go with Hindenburg.
See,
I think you're safe pretty much with either choice.
I have to go with what my heart says, and my heart says Hindenburg.
So you think Hindenburg is more popular?
No, I think I want to be.
You would rather be on the Hindenburg,
personally.
But you think Titanic's more popular?
I do think Titanic.
Okay. All right, now that we've sorted that out, let's see what percentage of people said they'd rather die on the Titanic.
54%.
So, yeah, pretty much safe either way.
So you got that one, 54 points to you. It's a close race. It is now my turn. Rita's going to read the question now. It is...
Would you rather be punched in the face with brass knuckles by Mike Tyson or punch a toddler and be seen by thousands of people?
Oh, God.
Also, right. Mike Tyson would be in his prime. You would have to punch a toddler with full strength. None of the victims would die.
Okay, that's good that nobody's going to die. Because, I don't know, Mike Tyson in his prime?
Yeah, that's...
With brass knuckles. How do you not die?
I don't know.
I don't understand in what scenario that Mike Tyson in his prime punches you with brass knuckles and you're not dead.
Because even if he like goes for the jaw, you're not going to have a jaw.
No.
It'll either be dust or off your face. And then if you punch a punch a toddler,
punching a toddler. I mean,
that's pretty bad, though.
It's seen as bad,
but also least, you're doing it full strength.
I'm doing it full strength, but we know that the toddler doesn't die. And I guess what are these?
But you beat the shit out of a toddler.
That's true too. Oh God, this is a horrible question. Oh, Christ.
Well, I think it's actually a really easy question. Are you an asshole or are you not an asshole?
All right.
I think that's what the question really boiled down to.
All right. Well, I have to think if more people would think that they don't want to be an asshole.
Think of America.
All right. If I were an American, I would say, hey, this tortilla chip shaped like the country. I'm going to sell it and test people's patriotism.
And Zach just left.
I'm going to take a chance and say that people won't be harmed themselves. I'm going to say that the more popular option is punch a toddler.
All right.
And be seen by thousands of people.
What's the results?
54%.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
It was a fair squeeze either way, but that was close.
Yeah.
54 again for that one. Whoops.
I'm in the lead by 2 points.
You are. As we go on to round two, Jeff, you get another question now.
Yay.
And it reads as follows.
Would you rather be hysterically funny or be absolutely beautiful?
But you're both. You can't choose one.
I'm already both, aren't I?
Yeah, have you seen my curly locks?
They're pretty curly and sexy. Is that the word that you would describe curly locks as?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's tough because a lot of people want to be beautiful, but I myself would rather just be funny, because
being funny is a virtue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But God, who I'm guessing is probably Americans who mostly use this site.
It's a possibility. Now, is it saying that if you choose to be funny, you have to be absolutely ugly then? Or just like,
usually they'd put that in the little stipulations then.
Yeah, there's nothing there on this question.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to go with being hysterically funny, because that's what I want. That's what I would rather do.
Okay.
I'll go with my gut and just see if people agreed with me.
I think people would be more hysterically funny. All right. What percentage of people said that option?
50%.
50-50.
Oh, well, it was a fair split again. We're just not getting anywhere with this game, are we?
I mean, we are.
Yeah.
I mean, got 50 more points either way there.
Well, Jeff is winning.
Taking a look at the votes here, it was almost 400,000 people who voted on this. It was 193,000 said absolutely beautiful and 190,000. So a difference of like 3,000.
All right. Well, it's my turn.
It is your turn. Go ahead and read the question, Rita.
Would you rather have 17 testicles? Or have one testicle the size of a coconut?
Oh my God!
No, neither.
Now I know that this isn't context given to the answer, like on the website, but I'm really curious to know where is the placement of these testicles?
They're all just hanging out in that little.
I'm assuming sack they're going to be in your sack area,
in the scrotal region of the body. Would
the
you
normal.
Say?
Yeah, it's like instead of Ozzy and Harriet, it's like the whole Brady Bunch down there, plus the Partridge Family. It's just like, hey, we're just hanging out in one house here now.
Fat Albert and the gang.
Tough question. I feel like this is going to be a polarizing one, too. I'm going to say that more people said...
You saw that one guy in the news who had like that 100-pound, like, it wasn't a fupa, but it was like...
No.
He was like huge ball. He had to use a sweatshirt to hold up his testicle or something like that.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. Ooh. I wish I was.
I'm going to say more people said one testicle the size of a coconut.
Okay.
I'd agree with you on that one, because having 17 testicles sounds like it'd just be like hard to manage.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, like when you set up a TV and you've got, you know, like a DVD player and an Xbox
and a PlayStation and a Blu-ray player
and then the cable box hooked up and all of these things, and then they have like chargers and stuff and all the cords get tangled, and then like when you try and remove one thing or like move something around a little bit and everything gets all tangled. I'd imagine that is exactly what your scrotum would be like. So I'm going to go with one testicle the size of a coconut, Josh.
One testicle the size of a coconut. He has said it. He thinks it's more popular. What percentage of people said that?
50%.
50-50 again.
50-50.
All right.
Now, we don't test these questions out in advance for fear that I might cheat, but these have all been like pretty fair splits. You really couldn't go wrong either way, but...
Yeah.
Guys, if we have a tie, I just want to say I think we should do a lightning round.
Ooh.
I hope I win by 2 points, because I'll just laugh.
Lightning round sounds good. All right. It is now my turn for round two. The question, Rita.
Would you rather never be able to compliment or never be able to complain?
Ooh. And again, I think we're back on that American thing. Like, I think it's more natural for Americans to complain.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to be another 50-50.
I would hope that people would rather have, a positive outlook on their, on their life in the case that they would have to pick one of these two. So I would be inclined to say that never being able to complain would be the go-to choice, but yeah.
But could you complain sarcastically?
I don't know.
Where's the loophole there? Like if you could just say things like, "Oh, I sure do love your shirt, Josh."
You know what? Your haircut's pretty nice too, I guess.
Man, this day was so hard.
Man, the color brown really suits you.
Your penis is so big.
That's just lying. That's not complaining or complimenting. We moved on.
I'm
going to
have such a good time tonight.
I really think this is going to be one of our better episodes.
That was the best sex that I've ever had. All right. I think that the more popular choice is going to be never being able to complain, just because I think people would have that more positive look outlook.
And 50-50 situation.
50-50. Here it is. Here it is. 50-50. It's
80%.
Oh!
Fuck you, Josh.
Not even.
Rigged.
Rigged.
Yeah, it's fucking rigged.
It was random.
You go.
Randomly Rita rigged. Picked it herself randomly for me because yeah, she where does, loves
and where
me.
Does Rita live?
In my house.
In your laptop.
In my laptop.
You made her a sex bot?
Maybe. If I wasn't going to use the audio input jack, what use did it have other than for my needle-sized dick?
Needle dick! Needle dick! Anybody get that reference?
Yes.
Okay, good.
All right. Going on to the final round here, I think I have a lead by how pissed off that Zach and Jeff are looking at me right
28
now.
28 points.
It was Beetlejuice, right?
It was Beetlejuice. Ah, fuck!
Needle dick.
All right. Jeff, this is your last question. Let's hope Rita picks you a good one. There it is.
Would you rather spend a day in the Sahara Desert? Or spend day in the North Pole.
Isn't the North Pole technically just water? There's nothing
well, it's
up.
Just ice.
Well, ice and
it's water. An Arctic desert.
Yeah.
Desert. Yeah.
Hot or cold?
There aren't many animals in the Sahara Desert, but the North Pole has a chance for penguins and polar bears.
There's no penguins.
Penguins are
vicious.
I know that
for a fact. There's no penguins at the North Pole.
The South Pole.
Yeah. There, basically, all there is at the North Pole are like narwhals and polar bears.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. You answered your own question then. Because... what's almost as cool as a penguin?
Ice cold! All right. Oh.
Yeah. See, I'm...
sorry, Andre.
That's Andre 3000. I have 2,999 previous versions.
I have no idea on this one, because they both suck dick. But, I mean, Sahara Desert, you have at least a chance to find an oasis and, like, a camel or someone else. In the North Pole, you have no chance
you
whatsoever.
You could cut a little hole in a cactus, and there'll be, like, an arm that reaches out and gives you the glass of water. That's how it works in the cartoons.
Yeah.
Here's my motto that I've always lived with. You can always add layers of clothing to get warmer. You can only shed so many layers to cool off.
Right. I'm going to go with the Sahara Desert.
The Sahara Desert.
You, Jeff.
Oh. He was trying to steer you in the wrong direction. Let's see how successful it would have been.
I wasn't really. Yeah. I honestly believe that.
All right.
Go ahead. Click.
Let's see.
I'd rather spend the Sahara Desert.
33%.
Oh!
I suppose Santa's in the North Pole.
Duh!
Everybody wants to see Santa. 67% of people want to see Santa. And his reindeer.
Guess what? 67% of the people? Santa doesn't exist.
All you're going to find...
Spoiler alert, man! It is now the turn of Zach. Let's see what your question is. Rita!
Would you rather live in a world where everything is written in Comic Sans, or live in a world where the only music that existed was Call Me Maybe?
Oh, that's easy.
Comic Sans.
Yeah. Comic Sans?
I don't get why people get so pissed about that.
Oh my god. I get so pissed at Comic Sans.
Yeah, what do you live on, Imgur?
It's Imgur? Like, no.
I don't much care for Comic Sans.
No, either do I, but...
But I don't get completely angry about it because, well, I'm just not a hipster snob. That's really what it is.
Josh.
What? I guess, well, more the aspect of people using it because they think that it's, I don't know how to explain this
creative.
Without sounding like a hipster. But yeah, I don't know.
It isn't. I totally dislike it. And Helvetica is a much nicer font.
Uh-huh.
However, I don't. Like Call Me Maybe.
Okay.
That song drives... I listen to lots of other music to cleanse myself from Call Me Maybe, but if I lost that, I don't know what I would do. And music is important to me.
Okay.
Comic Sans is the
so you're choosing...
Yes, Comic Sans.
Comic Sans.
That was the easiest
all right.
decision
you better,
I've ever made
you better hope Imgur's not all over this.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see how many people said Comic Sans.
Oh, it's the internet.
So people don't like 80%.
Oh, there you go. 80 for you.
Which you do puts, realize, Josh, that we could still tie here.
We could still tie. The final question.
I'm scared.
Goes to me. It is.
Josh,
Rita.
Are you a whore or not?
Would you rather say yes or similar words to everything? or say no, or similar words to everything.
To the dress?
I would say yes. Well, I guess, well, I would have to say yes to the dress, but I mean, if I'm only allowed to say yes or no.
You must also follow through the appropriate action.
I would
action.
Also have to say no to drugs.
Yeah.
So it's either say yes to the dress or say no to drugs. And I don't know. That's a tough choice.
See, but y'all, and you, remember, you have to follow the appropriate action. So if someone's like, hey, Josh, you want $1 million? And you say no, can't have $1 million.
Yeah.
But someone says, hey, Josh, you want to do all this crystal meth I got? Then you have to do all the crystal meth.
And if there's like a girl, she's like, hey, I have 17 vaginas or one coconut-sized vagina.
If you say yes to everything, odds are you will be dead in a week. If you say no to everything, you'll live a lot longer, probably be pretty
but
miserable.
Have you seen Yes Man? An old lady will give you a blowjob.
I have seen Yes Man, and I don't know if I want an old lady to give me a blowjob. Also, what if people know that I have this condition where I can only say yes or no to things, and they're like, they trick me, like, hey, you want to not have butt sex later? And I'd be like, I'm trapped by picking the answer.
I love the idea that...
Just cough and walk away.
I love the idea that...
Well, yeah, it never says you can't just walk away.
But any question... No, it says you have to follow through with the appropriate answer.
Yeah,
but it didn't say you have to answer.
Mm.
So you could just walk away.
It says you have to say yes to everything.
You have to say... Would you rather say yes to everything or say no to everything?
So anytime anyone says anything to you, you have to say yes or no.
Hey, how do you? What restaurant you want to go to for lunch?
Yes.
Yes. I know there's a lot of people who be like, I wish I could just say no. Like, they say yes to everything and they get trapped into things and stuff, things, and they would rather say no to everything. Yeah. Like, have that power granted to them. Like, it's almost a superpower.
I think this is going to be a tie.
Yeah. You think so?
I think this is going to be a 50-50.
Are you sure?
No.
It's going to be close, but it may not be 50-50 exactly. Mm. It may decide whether or not Josh wins us if he picks the right answer.
Oh, God, the pressure. How about I'm going to say...
Maybe.
Maybe. Call me maybe. I don't know. All right, I'm just going to say...
Hey, Josh, you got to say yes or no.
I'd rather say no to everything.
All right.
You would rather say no to everything?
No, I'd rather say yes to everything. Because I'm thinking like, hey, you want to go to this party? Yes. Yes, yes is my answer. Final answer.
And then you get to the party. Hey, do you want to do all these drugs?
Yes!
Hey, these underagers say they want to go hang out at their parents' house.
73%.
Yes!
Yeah. We're learning a lot about Josh right now.
Also, 73% just happened.
Yeah.
Yes.
He won it.
I know.
Which means that I am the winner. Rita, what were the final scores?
The final scores were Jeff, 139, Zach, 184, and Josh, 207.
Jeff, you're the loser. Mm-hmm. We should think, I don't know, I guess I'm going to throw this out there since we're in our new season. Do we want to include punishments for the ultimate loser? I don't know if that would prove too...
I like how you clue that in when you didn't lose.
That's true. Well, I've only won so many times, but...
I know.
But I know, would that drive the competition, maybe?
Like, I don't care.
Be more competitive. I know we're kind of naturally competitive anyway, but maybe maybe just some random special game every so many episodes.
Sure.
Possibility.
Yeah. You could just keep a constant tally.
Perhaps.
And whoever... Human nature is to be competitive. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll total up the scores from the past however many episodes it's been, 15 plus this one, 16, and we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see who's in the leaderboard. And once somebody hits like so many wins, maybe. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
So yeah, we've got to do your rhyming challenge next week.
Yep.
And also party like a rock. Party like a rock star.
No.
No, you know, nope. Party like a rock, party like a rock star. All right. I forgot I was gonna say something important, but I don't know what it is. Oh, got it. Maybe we can do a punishment for our game when we do Drunk Cast, St. Paddy's Day episode.
There we go. Oh, God.
That's going to be a fun one.
I don't like punishments when it involves alcohol. That always scares me.
Yeah, we'll think of something.
Make people do cement mixers.
We'll do like shots of mustard or something.
No.
No?
With booze?
No, just straight up mustard.
You do a drunk cast and then do shots of mustard.
Yeah, for the loser of the game, yeah. Like, instead of shots of alcohol, where we leading
say,
up
and
to
then
the game.
And then the outro can be them throwing up.
Yeah. Here's your reward for listening to the drunk
cast. I'd rather do shots of booze and lots of shots of booze per shot of mustard.
Yeah.
And whoever goes, puke doing a shot of mustard either way.
Our drunk cast game could be whoever goes to the hospital first loses.
Yeah!
Wow!
You're the least stupidest person in this room because you're in the hospital!
Your liver gave out.
You're no longer even in the room.
Your body quit for you. You are eliminated.
Quitter.
Liver was just like, nope, not today.
Liver, I wish I could quit you. That is the end of our next episode. We come from the future!
Brain.
You should make sure also that if you were ever
Wow, you are really good at this outro thing.
If you want to talk to us about Nick Cage, remember we have some various forms of media in which you can get in touch with us. Facebook.com/nobrainershow, Twitter.com/nobrainershow. We also have an email address. What is that again, Jeff?
That's nobrainershow@gmail.com.
Not Hotmail. We had to delete that one because we were getting too much penis spam. And the telephone
get
number.
Out of mine.
Yeah, the
not
telephone number.
Not enough penis spam.
Not enough.
Yeah. Someone sent us a picture of their penis and spam.
That's pretty much what it
that's
was.
That's what I just thought of, like a spam can. Someone's sticking their dick in it.
Oh, telephone number? Do you know what it is offhand, Zach?
No!
What?!
So you can reach us at our phone number, which is 864-96-BRAIN. That's 864-962-7246.
I've been Josh.
And I've been Jeff.
And I've been Zach, reminding you that life's stupid, and we're going to keep doing the show because there's stuff. And also, trees are cool. There's a tree in the room because Christmas kind of happened a while ago. And Jeff's got a phone, and there's pictures on it. And there's